This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Ōtautahi based up and coming pop sensation Rosetta coming on to talk about her new track Miss Passion. Good morning, Rosetta. How are we feeling?
Good morning. I'm feeling amazing. How are you?
I'm real chill, man. I've had a pretty relaxing morning so far, and I don't know. It's I feel energetic, you know, which is great. How about you?
That is great. Great for a Friday.
You feeling pretty chill?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. We've got like 30 degree weather here today, so that's always a good way to start the weekend.
Hell yeah, it is, man. You're Ōtautahi based, as I mentioned before, and in a fair amount of your work, you talk about, you know, having a great night and feeling yourself at the club. And I want to know, where is the best place to do that in Christchurch?
That is a good one. I feel like recently the church has been.
I've been to the church. The church is banging.
It is. It's really cool. It's always absolutely packed. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's the new like Fadies. Mm-hmm. Those have a good live band on.
Yeah, man. There, I will say though, their pints are very expensive.
Yeah.
$16 for a pint of Emerson's.
I feel like everywhere in town is so expensive these days.
Yeah, I did notice that about Christchurch when I went recently. But very cool spot. Now, aside from being big on a night out, you are also possibly the biggest fan of the color pink that I've ever seen. What is the best shade of pink in your eyes?
The best shade of pink has to be like a baby pink. That's like my favorite. That's my go-to.
Like kind of pastel. Like,
yeah, the color that my walls are painted right now. That has to be the best shade of pink. I think everyone expects, because I'm such a fan of pink, that I just like every shade of pink.
Mm.
But there definitely are ugly shades of pink.
There certainly are, man. I think maybe magenta might not be my thing.
Yeah, neither.
No shade to any magenta lovers.
That is a bit
there.
Crazy, isn't it? A bit of a crazy colour.
It is a bit of a, yeah, it's confusing. It's hard to look at. It's certainly hard to look at. Now, before we get talking about this new song, I do want to touch on the fact that you are very social media savvy, with 30,000 followers on TikTok. I tried counting the amount of TikToks that you've made, but my computer just keep refreshing. It just kept refreshing. So I assume that you grew up with a lot of social media creation, because you seem pretty cozy in that lane.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been like making YouTube videos and like messing around on social media since I was like 13, when I first was allowed to get on there.
Mm.
But I was on like Musical.ly back when that was a thing. And so been on TikTok for ages, but yeah, I used to make like scene videos and cover videos and post my little original songs on YouTube back in the day, and they're still like set in my little YouTube account, like privated, and they're so funny to watch.
Will they ever be unprivated? Is that on the cards for 2026?
Maybe one day. I'll shoot like a couple of clips, but it just gives me such bad secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, I get that, man. I get that.
It kind of like gets to a point where it's like, okay, this was long enough ago that I can't be that embarrassed about it anymore, because I was just like, I was so little. But
yeah.
Maybe in a couple of years.
All right, I have to wait and see. And now, in the opening line of this new track, Miss Passion, you say that you're a Libra. Are you October or September?
October.
Hell yeah. What day?
October 3rd.
Oh, that's my birthday.
Is it actually?
You're October 3rd?
Yes, what that's the? So funny.
What
it's
the
actually
frick?
National Mean Girls Day as well.
Oh, really? Oh, crack up. Holy shit. Oh my god. Well,
that is so funny.
Damn, man. Yeah, well, both Libras. I love being a Libra. You say you don't know what it means yet on the song, but what are the vibes that you do get from being a Libra so far? Are you enjoying it?
I do enjoy being a Libra. I feel like all the famous Libras are amazing.
Mm.
And I feel like it's just like a super like girly, fun sign. But I don't really know what it means, but
it's kind of like, from what I can tell, there's like ASAP Rocky is a Libra, Jeff Goldblum is a Libra as well, so they're kind of like eerie fairy fashion guys. Those are my influences for sure. Now, the title of this thing, Miss Passion, reminds me of those very small children's books that would be like Mr. Happy, Mr. Grumpy, Little Miss Splendid. Did you read those growing up?
I did. Okay. I loved those books, and that was sort of like a little bit of the inspo, like Little Miss Passion.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear, man. It was a throwback when I saw the title.
Yeah.
But being Miss Passion is sort of about being, you know, owning your femininity, being flirty and playful without apologizing, even if someone might say it's too much. Why do you think there's sort of a stigma attached to being these ways, especially as a woman?
Yeah, well, I feel like it's one of those things where it's like a guy can be flirty and do his thing and it's like he's cool, but if a girl does it, it's like she's a problem.
Yeah.
Which I think obviously is a bad thing, and I want to sort of like get rid of that stigma, and girls really like to just like go out and have fun and be a bit of a flirt, and it's, yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm. And do their thing.
Do their thing, mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, I do rate that, man. I do rate that. And, you know, destroying the patriarchy one brick at a time.
Yes,
so it's a good
absolutely.
Vibe.
Love it.
This track features a bit more of a, maybe a bedroom poppy sort of vibe than your previous track, Girls Gone Wild, as this track has guitar, which features a prominent role in the song's sound. How do you kind of derive on the sound of the song when it comes to the instrumental?
Yeah, well, I was very inspired by, like, old Katy Perry music for this song. We brought lots of that into the studio. Mm. It was produced by Dan Martin, which he's amazing. And he's just so good on the guitar. And my favourite part of the song is the guitar solo, like, in the bridge section. I think it's just so much fun. And I feel like we definitely, like, hit the nail on, like, that 2010s pop vibe, which is my favorite, like it's what I grew up loving. So it's super cool to be like making music with that sound that I was so obsessed with when I was younger.
When we talk about the 2010 vibe, you mentioned Katy Perry before. Who are some other acts from that kind of era? Because when I think of that era, I really find it, I find it quite cloudy. I can't really think about it, think of anyone. Who do you reference
that era? I feel like girl bands were such a big thing in that era as well, like Little Mix and Fifth Harmony and like Normani. That sort of, I love that like super girly pop vibe where it's just like fun and like something that you'd feel like you'd listen to in like the summertime, like with your head out the window singing into a hairbrush or something. I just love that vibe.
Definitely on our movie shit today, eh? Fair enough. The video for this song reinforces the themes I mentioned before, being feminine, and it has a real crack up moment with you and a few other women playing a game of soccer against a team of
yes.
lads, of blokes. Uh-huh. And that's so weird. How did that idea come to you? Because that's so funny. Just watching them kind of like stumble over themselves. It's very like slapstick in a way.
Yeah. Well, the vibe of the video is sort of like being a woman, like doing like in like a masculine setting, but making it super girly.
Yeah, like drinking you drink a pint in the video.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, I just sort of like always, as soon as I write a song, I just am always like imagining what the music video is going to look like in my head. And that sort of came to mind. My boyfriend's in a football team, so we sort of stole them. We're like, you need to act in this music video. And they're like, what are you talking about? And yeah, I was like, trip over, like do something stupid. Like, we're winning this game. You guys are losing. But yeah.
And might I say, the soccer out, the like uniforms for your team? Yeah. Great.
The pink uniforms. That had to happen. I had to make it happen.
So good. How did you make that happen? Were you just go online and like order?
Yeah, they're actually from Temu.
Really? Fair enough. You're playing Rolling Meadows in, very, very soon, which is very, very exciting. Have you thought much about the stagecraft or aesthetic when you're on stage? You know, how do you invite the audience into your world of pink, glitter, and capital F fun?
Yes, I'm super excited for Rolling Meadows. It's going to be my first festival, which was sort of like my big goal for this year. And yeah, it's going to be a super girly set. I feel like I love the whole like creating the set and like just making the whole vibe, like not just with the music, but with like the outfits and just making it super fun and girly. So yeah, it'll be a bit of a surprise. Everyone, you've got to come to Rolling Meadows, come see it.
Will there be any dances on stage?
There won't. I tried to make it happen, but next time, because I feel like that would just be so much fun.
For sure, man. And you know, I've been asking all my guests this recently. It's the time of the year. You got any New Year's plans?
Yes. New Year's, I'm playing Rolling Meadows.
Oh, that's on New Year's. Oh,
yes,
right.
It's on New
okay.
Year's Eve, so okay. I feel like that's such a great way to like kick off the year.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. And I guess going into 2026, can we expect to see an EP? I know you've been dropping maybe two or three singles you've dropped this year. Can we expect to see some a body of work next year?
Yes, I think there will be. Very soon into the new year, there is going to be some super exciting stuff happening. Maybe a couple more singles first, but yeah, I've been working on putting something together and I can't wait to show everyone.
Awesome. Well, that's going to keep us all on the edge of our seat. Thank you very much for coming on the program, Rosetta. Do you have any final words, thoughts, considerations for our lovely listeners out there?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Stream Miss Passion.
Amen to that. Amen. Take care, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, man. All right, folks, that was Rosetta. We're talking to Rosetta about the new track, Miss Passion, which is out wherever you find your tunes. It's now 9:28 in the AM here on the Big Breakfast Show. Joining me very shortly, we have Lucinda King and Danny Brady from Death and the Maiden coming on to talk about their show at Pearl Diver tomorrow evening. Here is Rosetta with Miss Passion. I'll see you in like 3 minutes. Take care.
Yes, I'm a Libra, and I don't really know what that means yet, but apparently I'm over the planet of love. So, I got an idea, I could blow out my hair, and we could meet at 2 a.m. at the club. Tasted on my tongue, I can get enough. My cherry chapstick is in your butt. Get me a drink and make it a double.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.